K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, my name is Molly. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
What's up?
Hi. Well, I've been, I need a little bit of help with something. I got a friend request from this guy on Facebook, and he's a very good-looking gentleman. And
yay.
We've been sort of, you know, friending each other and having little bits of conversation back and forth for a while, but he's actually asked me out. And I've actually never dated anybody, like just having met them on Facebook before. So I got to admit, I'm a little nervous about this. So I didn't know if you guys could maybe, you know, test the waters for me a little bit, you know, give him a call, see whether he's really on the up and up. Because, you know, last thing I want to do is get involved with somebody who's, you know, who says they're divorced and they're not, or, you know, anything like that.
Right.
Well,
anything like that. I've never really done the online dating thing, and I'm a little nervous about it.
Well, yeah, Molly. I mean, do you guys have a lot in common? Do you even know what he looks like?
We do, actually. We have, like, Kenny Chesney is my absolute favorite singer, and he loves Kenny Chesney, too, and we grew up in the same area, and I'm divorced, and he says he's divorced, and by his Facebook page, I would say that's probably true, but, you know, you never know if somebody's really on the up and up or not, so I'm just a little nervous about it.
Okay.
You want to make sure you're not getting catfished here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, well, what's this guy's name?
His name is Donnie.
Donnie. All right. Hold on. What we're going to do is we're going to grab his number. We'll get a hold of him here and find out what's going on for you.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Molly, you didn't tell us. You saw pictures of Donnie. So is he cute?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He actually has a lot of pictures posted.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, just like him with his friends. And he looks like he'd be my type. Let's just say that.
Okay.
She's been trolled a little bit.
She has.
Okay, well, hold on. I got like 3 digits left to hear on his phone number.
Okay.
So be real quiet. And
okay.
It's a ringing.
Hello.
Hi there. We're trying to find a man named Donnie. Is he available?
Yeah, this is Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
The radio station?
Yeah.
Yay, radio.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm okay. Did I win something or lose something?
Maybe.
This is true.
Yeah, you might. Tell you what, though. Hey, we're calling for one of your Facebook friends.
Okay. Yeah. Got a couple of them. Which one?
Well, we got a phone call from somebody named Molly. She said that you guys kind of actually met on Facebook, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes you.
Yeah, says you guys are friends on Facebook and
we're friends. Okay. I know. I there's an old Molly I knew from high school. I doubt that she would have called a radio station though.
Why?
She was a shy girl. That girl. You couldn't get her to even look you in the eye. She was so shy.
Aww.
So maybe calling the radio would be. Maybe it is Molly from high school.
Well, she was just calling because she wanted us, you know, to kind of reach out to you and, you know, get some feelers out going here and see what's going on with you.
Yeah. She said that you asked her out.
This can't be Molly because I was because that wouldn't make sense now.
Why?
Because my name now, Donnie, is not my real name. It's not like an alias. It's a nickname I have now. My name from high school is different than Donnie.
All right, then what is your real name that you went by in high school?
Mike. Actually, Mike's my name.
So Mike is your real name.
Mike's your real name. Okay.
Yeah, I've been going by Donnie for the last 10 years, probably.
Mike? You're kidding me. This is the same Mike that I went to prom with, that Mike?
Who's is this the Molly on the phone?
Yeah, she's been listening.
Molly?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's who Molly is.
What happened?
What's going on here?
Oh come
on. I knew there was something
high school?
Up with this guy.
You can remember.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, just to rehash, Mike and I dated when I was in high school, and we went to prom, only I didn't leave with Mike at prom because he was making out with his ex-girlfriend in the parking lot.
What?
So I wound up going home with somebody else.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe this is you.
Oh, Jesus. Molly, I remember that was a long time ago. That was a bad night.
That was a very long time ago, but I remember it as clear as day.
It wasn't entirely a bad night, but it was bad for you, I'm sure. Oh, jeez.
It's what kind of stuff that haunts you, you know?
Yeah, so you dumped her?
I can't believe you would friend me on Facebook after all these years.
I didn't put it together. We've been getting along well, too. This is awful. Maybe... What? That was so long ago. You can't be still holding a grudge on that.
I'm not exactly holding a grudge, but I'm kind of shocked that you would have actually, like, looked me up on Facebook to find me.
Yeah.
Did you not know?
I guess when you get divorced, you do weird things on Facebook.
So you knew. You knew what you were doing.
You knew it was her. Figured it was her.
But I didn't. I swear I did not remember the incident that she's until now.
But she did.
How can you not? You don't remember jilting me on prom?
It wasn't. That was ugly. She showed up screaming. It was a bad scene. The ex-girlfriend shows up at the dance screaming. I'm on this date.
So you make out with her?
Yes, he made out with her. That's why I left.
That's one way to stop somebody from screaming.
I caught them in the parking lot. Like, all of a sudden, halfway through prom,
I would have given you a ride.
And I'm wondering where the heck he is. And I go out to the parking lot, and he's making out with Alice. It's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Okay, we've been going out for a year and a half, and she showed up insane. It was 18 years old. You don't make the best decisions, Molly. Give me a break.
So this has been, like, what, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I just can't believe it's you.
If it makes you feel any better, my ex-wife got even with me for you.
Now, you know, to be honest, I mean, Molly, you did say that you guys really got along on Facebook, right?
We did, absolutely.
And that you were intrigued when he wanted to ask you out, right, Fry?
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
Let's play Cupid.
We can try and help you guys out. Here's the deal. If you both are willing.
We liked each other back then, Molly.
What?
A little. We liked each other back then. There was something there.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. We're going to try and help you out. If you guys are both willing, we'll send you out on a second date. We'll pay for the dinner. We'll get you a nice limo, like a big stretch one, all that Hummer style or whatever, and find something to do for you guys.
It could be the prom they never had.
Yeah, like a mini prom.
This sounds good to me. I'm in.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I mean, it's just so nerve-wracking.
Come on, Molly.
Don't be shy.
I know. That really was a really long time ago. And like you said, we liked each other back then. So I'm in.
Yay!
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Donnie, don't be making out with anybody in the parking lot.
As long as...
Exactly.
I'll make a call and make sure that you know who doesn't show up.
Okay.
Good idea.
I just let it go.
Yeah, you know? Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really. Let's let that one go.
Oh, man. This is very funny. I'm stoked. Let's do this.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck, guys.
Too.